So the man was at Costco and he was pushing his cart, and in the cart were all of the things that you intend to buy at Costco and then the things you didn't buy, but they're on sale, so you put them into your cart anyhow. And then there was also the baby who was screaming. And so the dad was heard saying, "Keep calm, George. Don't get excited, George. Don't get excited, George. Don't yell, George." And then there was a woman next to him and saying, "Sir, I'm just so impressed at how you're trying to calm little George down." And the man said, "Madam, he's not George. I'm George. I'm trying to keep myself calm." Well, of all of the vocations, parenting is the one that calls us to love and tests our love like no other. And we have in the Old Testament this morning one of the most beautiful expressions of the parental heart of God. And in that reading that Stephen did for us, there are two names that are used, Israel and Ephraim. But wait a second, Israel and Ephraim aren't the same person. Israel, of course, is the great patriarch, and he had 12 sons. And one of his sons, you'll remember, was Joseph. And Joseph had two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. But here's the thing. Ephraim is the younger son, but if you remember the story, Israel, when he blesses the two sons of Joseph, he gives a special blessing to the younger son, Ephraim. And so in the northern kingdom that is called Israel, and this is where it gets confusing, particularly in Hosea, Hosea often refers to the northern kingdom, Israel, as Ephraim, the younger son of Joseph. And so in this reading that we have today from the prophet Hosea, we have this beautiful expression where he talks about the northern kingdom as Israel, but then the affectionate term of endearment that is used repeatedly to refer to this people is this name, Ephraim. And in this reading from the book of Hosea, we see three things about not only the parental heart of God, the father heart of God, but the reality of parenting. There are the risks of parenting, there's the pain of parenting, and there's the joys of parenting. And again, you know, most of us here this morning have perhaps adult children, if we have children at all. And the problem is, you know, well, I have the special privilege of being a father as well as a father, that it gets harder in some ways, it seems, as the kids get older. I mean, it doesn't kind of end when they're 18, you know? So we think about this in terms of the risks, the pains, and the joys of parenting. And in that passage from Hosea, notice repeatedly the way in which God speaks to Ephraim. "I loved him. I called my son. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them in my arms. I led them with cords of kindness. I was like those who lift infants to the cheek. I bent down to them and fed them." And isn't that true of what it is to be a parent? There is this self-giving love, the repeated I in relation to this other. And here we have in this passage seven expressions of the father's sacrificial love. And as I said at the beginning of the homily, when you're a parent, there are always risks involved in parenting. To give yourself to this other who is the very fruit of your loins in sacrificial love does not mean that that love is always going to be reciprocated. And this is a theme we see repeatedly in Holy Scripture. God pours his love out for his children, and at times they take the love of God for granted, or even worse, they spurn his love. And it seems that our Lord in that gospel for today speaks about how in the fullness of judgment, that if God's love is spurned and rejected, there is a way that that will come back on the one who has rejected his love in a form of judgment that is very painful indeed. And so when we think about the risks of parenting, we also think about the pains of parenting. And in the passage from Hosea, a verse we didn't actually have from chapter 11, there is this particular expression: "The more I called them, the more they went away from me." And again, there just seems to be this thing in the human heart where there is a tendency to turn away from the heart of the Father. But here's the beautiful thing. We don't only speak about the risks and the pains of parenting, there are also the joys of parenting. And at the end of our passage for today are these words: "They shall go after the Lord who roars like a lion. When he roars, his children will come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria. And I will return them to their home," says the Lord. At the very heart of God's cry is his desire for a homecoming. And here reference is made to Egypt and Assyria. What do they represent? They represent all of the values of the world that take people away from the Lord. But God's desire and his thrill is always to welcome the child back. And of course, at the heart of the ministry of Jesus is not primarily this sort of sense of a judgment, but the joy of welcoming home those who desire to be with him. For those of us who are parents, for those of us who are godparents and grandparents, this text is inviting us into a place of deepening association with the heart of the Father. And at the heart of the Father is the heart that goes out continually in love. May we be willing to continue to experience the risks, the pains, and the joy of parenting. And with George, may we pray, "Heavenly Father, help me to keep calm, not to get too excited, not to yell. Instead, instill in me more and more your Father heart." Amen.